God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Stay there, please, Donna. If the young ladies that she practiced with would come up and help her just in a minute here, just come on up now, please. You know, the other night I had them up there, they were saying, "You never let us out of jail." And so they were actually supposed to sing their way out. But, man, I just sense something different throughout the day. I woke up this morning, and I wake up any time between 4 and usually 6:30 or so on any given day. I just wake up, and my mind starts going, and my eyes are open, and I cannot roll over and go back to sleep. And so I generally just, if I'm at home, go downstairs and get in my recliner and pray for a while, and then go back up and go back to sleep when I've taken care of that. This morning I woke up and same thing. And just this morning it happened to be about 6:30. And so I prayed. And anybody ever prayed and just not got anywhere? Prayed for, you know, approximately, a while, okay. And I just didn't get anywhere. I thought, I need to get somewhere. I need to touch the Lord. And so I laid back down for a little bit, wasn't long, and then got up and got ready and came over here at about 5 to 9, 10 to 9, whatever time it was, and found a place over there and started to pray. I started feeling like I was getting somewhere with God. Started feeling like I was making progress. So I stayed there until, you know, at least 10 o'clock. Then I went back over to the house, and I'm sorry, I was not in service this morning. I just felt like I needed to pray. And if you're the speaker, you should have that liberty. I believe that. And so I just stayed in there, and I prayed throughout the service, just feeling, you know, just disturbed is all I can say. And then this afternoon I came to the service, and how many were here this afternoon in service? Raise your hand, please. All right. Brother Ryan got up, and God really began to speak through his message. If you were not here, there was something, I mean, as preachers and teachers, there are sometimes we teach. There are sometimes we preach just because it's God's word. There are times that we feel like God has spoken to us. God spoke to Brother Ryan, and he preached to us this afternoon. And something in the atmosphere began to change. And this much I know is, when God does something like that, it's because there are needs that have not yet been met. And so they sang this song, but they're not going to sing it just yet. I've got a message, but when... Stay right there. Don't panic. I don't know if it was Riley or if it was Brother Meyer or whoever it was started going around the building. You saw me walk. My Brother Meyer, I believe, was running. I don't know who was doing what, but years ago at school, God just kind of bothered my heart with, you know, if, and please, this is not a requirement. This is just something that I felt then, and God reminded me of it tonight as, I saw a student take off running around the building, and God was moving. And I said, you know, he shouldn't have to run alone. Somebody, and I don't do that kind of, you know, somebody just run with. And so when I saw them go around that building, the first thing I thought is, they should not have to go alone. They should not have to go alone. No, I didn't run, but I figured I'll walk around this building because nobody should have to go alone. There's some needs here tonight. And so I got to look in John 11, verse 31. One of these young ladies, we were playing charades, and they were mimicking me outside. You walk around and poke on your iPad. Usually if I'm poking on my iPad because I'm looking for a verse, something's going on in my heart that I feel like I need to at least pursue. And so in John 11, if you turn there, and I'm just going to, I'm going to go after this for just a few minutes here and see what God will do. This is that familiar chapter and shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. How many could say you memorized that? Jesus wept. I've read that verse so many times. I mean, I preached from the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. But as I watched, whether it was Riley praying or what, something in my heart began to just, Brother Ryan, talk to us from the Lord this afternoon. And some of you weren't here for it, and I understand there's reasons. But there are needs in this place tonight. Serious needs. And you can't carry that burden by yourself. So when I got to poking around on my iPad, I got to John 11. Look at this with me in verse 31. Watch the progression here. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her. When they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth out to the grave to weep there. People are looking at her. They're with her. She's not by herself. And now they're telling her, or deciding, she is going out to the grave. She just gets up, like we saw some do in the service tonight, and just starts walking. Maybe hurrying. And everyone says, she's going to the grave to weep. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, verse 32, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Notice verse 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping. She's weeping in the house. She's been moved by something that says, you can't stay here and cry. Go somewhere. She gets up like some did in this service tonight, and she makes her way to another location where Jesus is. Jesus therefore saw her weeping. He saw her. Jesus sees your tears. He saw her. Also in verse 33, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her. She's weeping in the house. She goes out to the grave to weep there. Jesus sees her weeping. Jesus sees she's not the only one crying. There's people crying with her. And so then it says, he groaned and the spirit was troubled. Where have you laid him? They said, come and see. And then now in verse 35, Jesus wept. You are not alone. Somebody tonight feels all alone. Somebody feels like nobody cares about what I'm going through. Somebody needs you to care for them. You need somebody to come alongside if somebody really cared. I'm here to tell you tonight, the Bible says this, we have not, listen to what it says, we misquote it because it's very hard in the English language. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched. That's the way it's written. And you know what that really means? There is no way that God doesn't feel what you're going through. It doesn't say we have a high priest that can be touched. It says there is no way that you carry a burden that he doesn't feel. The Holy Ghost is here tonight. Somebody is carrying a burden that's too heavy. I'm not missing it. You feel that quietness? That's the hand of the Lord reaching out to you. A woman one time with an issue of blood found her way into a large crowd of people. And the Bible says that crowd was thronging Jesus. They were bumping him. They were talking to him. But one frail woman with an issue of blood made her way into the middle of that crowd and said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, if I could just touch him. I don't have to touch his hand. He doesn't have to know I'm here. I don't want anybody to know what my problem is. It's personal. It's embarrassing. She said, if I just touch him, I could just touch the hem of his garment. I know I'd be made whole. So pressing into that crowd, you know the story. She touches him. Just grabs his garment. And all of a sudden, Jesus stops the whole thing. And says, somebody just touched me. I believe God's stopping the whole thing tonight. For somebody to touch Jesus. Somebody touched me. The Bible says, immediately her issue was dried up. Immediately. Jesus said, I felt something go out. Won't you stand with me tonight? I know God is here. I know he's trying to reach out to somebody that's hurting. Somebody that walked into this building tonight and said, I need somebody to weep with me. Close your eyes. Seems like nobody really cares about my needs. They just preach at me in that church. I'm here to tell you tonight, he cares. He cares. And this whole service, beginning this afternoon when Brother Ryan preached, felt the Holy Ghost begin to hover over this place. In one place, the scripture says the presence of the Lord was in the house to heal them. I'm not necessarily talking tonight about a physical healing. But man, you need somebody to weep with you. You need to know you're not standing in this crowd all by yourself. I know the Holy Ghost is here. Would you wait on the Lord with me tonight? Play softly. I might have you start singing. I've got two different messages I could wrestle with. But this much I know about Jesus. That woman touched the hem of his garment. And then a few chapters later in the book of Matthew, you find they heard Jesus was coming to town. And they brought those that were sick and diseased and discouraged and depressed and distressed. And then you read as many as touched him were made completely whole. That woman started something by touching the garment. And other people said, if she can touch him, so can I. I'm just telling you tonight, and I'll be all, I can preach. But there's somebody here tonight. You need to touch him. And this is what I want to ask. If that somebody steps out of that seat, don't let them walk up here by themselves. You hear me? Don't let them walk up here by themselves. Grab them by the arm, grab them by the hand. You're not walking alone. You're not. I know you're here tonight. I want you to realize he cares. He really, really cares. I want them to begin to sing. And I'm just going to ask you tonight. Come on. You're in the middle of something tonight. Nobody should stand at this altar alone. Be standing by himself. Some man of God come and stand with him. He cares tonight. There's other people. You need God. We're people. We hurt. We're people, we cannot carry the load by ourselves. This sister should not stand alone. Somebody come and stand with her. To touch tonight. I'm not asking you to fake anything, but why don't you weep with them? I'm not saying turn it on, but the Bible says this, bear one another's burdens. Bearing one another's burdens tonight. Knowing they need somebody to carry their load. Come on tonight. I taught, preached the other night in the book of Psalms about that woman where the Bible, the psalmist said, he put all our tears in that bottle. Are not they written in the book? I know there's some great needs in this place tonight. Nobody should have to stand in this building alone. Nobody cares about my needs. Come on and touch him tonight. Come on, touch him, church. I don't plan on preaching. This is what I feel like God wanted me to do as I made my way to this pulpit. Come on, give it to the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Failed to remember the Master.
I want you to stop praying. I want you to keep it up. But we had a student come not too many years ago, and something wasn't right. Just didn't seem to connect with everything that was going on. And some of the students started to look at him and say, "Well, I think he's demon possessed." I got to praying, and I really felt impressed of the Lord. That's not the case at all. All I felt was impressed that I knew he was in the military. All I could see is some drill sergeant in his face, just tearing him apart, just destroying him. And I, that's the only picture and vision I could get. Talking about some super spiritual, I just felt impressed of God. This is what happened to him. Somebody inflicted something on him that he wasn't able to bear. You know what? I feel that same impression tonight. I know God's trying to heal somebody. And this is not a physical healing. This is something that is so deep that you would rather be physically sick. You'd rather have some physical malady. You say it would be easier if they had just broke my leg or broke my arm. It would be easier to be deaf, blind, or crippled than to carry what I'm carrying right now. I feel God is wanting to help you tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost reaching out to you to tell you, I want to take your heartache. I want to take your tears. I want to take your brokenness. Give it to Jesus tonight while they sing some more. Give it to Jesus. Whatever you want to sing, say it. As he goes, the preacher, you don't know what happened to me. Jesus does. You don't know why. You don't know how many times I cried. You don't know how many times I begged God. I'm telling you, your day of begging is over tonight. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost trying to help you.
church, you need to pray. Just because I talked doesn't mean it's over. Get right back in there and start praying.
As he goes by, you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs he'll supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes.
Thank you.
as many as touched him, the Bible said. You can still touch him tonight. Brother Fisher, is that your name, Fisher? Yes, is that your last name? I feel like we need to pray for you tonight. Why don't you come up? I don't know where your wife is. She's around here, no doubt. I know every time you talk, people are like, okay, we're done. We're not done. God wants to touch some people tonight. Whether it's serious emotional issues, things that you would never tell anyone else. Come on now. You don't even have to say them out loud. You can whisper them under your breath. And he hears them. This brother's been afflicted. And just today, kind of felt a burden. We ought to pray for him. So brothers, if you gather around, let's pray. Touch me. Thank you. I know I said it before, but I feel it on my heart. I told you about that student. Others thought he was demon-possessed. I had a chapel service. I went in. They knew something was different. I don't go to chapel services. But I'm telling you, God impressed it on my heart that somebody damaged that young man. Somebody damaged him. We prayed for him. And I'm going to tell you what happened to the rest of the student body. The Spirit of the Lord swept across our auditorium. And I left that place when we were done praying. And I texted some of my preacher friends and I said this: I saw Satan fall as lightning. I saw a wave go across that auditorium. And I saw some students that never shouted, shout. I saw them laying on the floor. And I'm going to tell you why. Because somebody cared about their needs. I'm not trying to rush. I'm not trying to push. But I feel that same thing tonight. Somebody was damaged. Somebody was carrying around hurts and wounds that nobody on this earth could understand. I'm here to tell you tonight, Jesus can touch you. He can touch you. We slipped off to McDonald's today and I walked past a man. Didn't pay much attention to him. He said, hi. I said, hello. Went and got a booth. A few seconds later, he's screaming and yelling and cursing at two teenagers that were being silly. He ran out. Well, actually, they ran him out. They told him, get out of here. He called the police. When the police finally arrived, I went outside, and he's standing there cursing them, saying, I have mental health issues, and you won't help me. I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm only here to tell you that people are damaged. People have been hurt. Things have been said, done, and I mean, families have been torn apart by things that nobody would even mention in the church house. But when Brother Ryan preached this afternoon, God began to change the spirit in this place. Not that it was a bad spirit, but you could feel the sense the Holy Ghost said, I really want to help somebody. I want to heal somebody. Somebody needs for God to repair the damage. Stand with me all across the house. Again, nobody wants to embarrass you. We're kind of limited sometimes because they broadcast things. And I have some memories in life that I wouldn't tell you about. Things that should not have been said or done. Things that could have left lifelong scars. They've left memories. But I'm not a broken person because of it. He touched me. So one more time tonight, nobody should walk that aisle alone. Nobody should. Nobody should stand up here by themselves. I'm going to go back to He touched me. And if you're here tonight and your heart is aching, welcome to the human race. Come on now. Jesus, according to Luke 4:18, the Bible says He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Broken hearted is the word in there. Broken hearted. Don't know what broke you, but I know somebody that can heal you. He should not be here by himself. Somebody ought to come here. You say, well, I've seen them come to the altar before. Have you ever been back to the doctor twice? By the way, Dr. Hudson made it through the surgery today. I don't know what the future is for him or not. But if you don't get it the first time, you can get it the second time. While we sing this, I'm going to open it up again. You go to the doctor because you're sick. I mean, you're sick. You want everybody to know I'm sick. I got the flu. I've got COVID. I've got whatever. I've got something. But there's something inside of us that says, well, people don't understand if I'm hurting inside. Jesus does. So one more opportunity before we wrap it all up and I turn it back to them. He touched me. And if you walk out of that aisle, church, they should not get more than 3 pews before you get beside them and say, you're not walking up there by yourself. I'm going with you. I'm going with you. I'm going to sing this tonight. No pressures, nothing. Only a heart that says he wants to touch you. Sing it. It's me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, here comes somebody. Come on, somebody meet him. Love my soul. Something happened now. There's people coming. Come on, ladies. Come on. They should not be here by themselves. I was shackled by a heavy burden. Shackled by a heavy burden. I couldn't carry it. I can't carry this to next week. A load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me. Now I am no longer the same. He touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Hallelujah. Come on, Ken. Something happened.
And now I know.
I was shackled. Hallelujah. I like the way you're praying with them.
He touched me and made me.
I'm going to tell you again, because I feel like I need to. That young man was damaged. I felt so impressed of the Holy Ghost, I could almost see somebody screaming in his face. Somebody breaking him down just to destroy him. And the reason I'm doing this again tonight is because I feel like somebody here knows exactly what that's like. While these continue to pray, I just felt like one last time, the Holy Ghost said, you tell them, I saw it. You tell them, I know it. You tell them, preacher, one more time, I can undo the damage in the name of Jesus. Somebody has been damaged in this house. Somebody has been damaged. It wasn't your fault. I'm not going to say it again. I'm not going to embarrass anybody. I watched that young man and my heart went out to him. I thought, dear God, somebody damaged him. Somebody. I don't know what kind of pills he was on. He was on some strong stuff. But I know a man that can set you free. We're waiting on the Holy Ghost right here. Oh, God, help us. Go ahead. Shackled. You're here tonight. I know you are. You know you are. It wasn't your fault they did that. It was not your fault. It was a design plan of the enemy to destroy you. And tonight, I'm telling you, you can go out of here completely restored. He touched me. Sing it. Oh, he touched me. Bless my soul. Something happened. Now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since then, met this blessed Savior. Since he cleansed and made me whole. As many as touched him, I will never cease to praise him. How shall he's repairing the damage right now. He touched me. He's repairing the damage right now. He touched me. Oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened. And he made me. I was shackled. Shackled by a heavy burden. Greater than anything I've ever had to deal with. Beneath the load of guilt and shame. Then
hand of Jesus. There's nothing like His hand. The nail-scarred hand. You'll never be the same again. After tonight, if you let Him touch me. Oh, He touched me. Something happened tonight at this altar. Something happened tonight at this altar.
He touched me and made me whole.
I've heard stories of alcoholics, drunkards that have come, and God touched them at an altar. And when they left the building, they couldn't stand the taste or the smell of the stuff. I'm talking about complete and total deliverance. I'm talking about complete and total reversal of what was once. I feel that Spirit of God here tonight. You can leave here free. Spot in our auditorium about right here. One young man from Kentucky that came to school would walk back and forth and pray. And such a dark look on his face and just a demeanor that wasn't quite right. And one night he came to the altar and I laid my hands on him. I rebuked that spirit of darkness. I saw a complete change in that boy's face. I saw something happen to him. I told that story a couple years later. A well-known holiness preacher walked up to me and whispered in my ear. He said, every time I go home, there's a darkness that seems to hover over my world. He stood in that spot. I laid my hands on him and I rebuked it. I saw him a year or two later. I said, brother, he said, it's gone. It's gone. You can leave here tonight. It's over. I've been set free. I was shackled. Sing it all over the house. By a heavy burden. Touched you, would you lift your hands? If He's ever touched you, would you lift your hand?
And all the joy that floods my soul.
Something happened. Think about the demoniac in Gadara. Man, I'm trying to let you go, but I can't. The Bible says he lived in the tombs and cut himself. You don't have to raise your hand, but have you ever met a cutter? I have. I've met a cutter. The only thing I found out about it was this. They felt like they needed to do it because they deserved the punishment. Far as I know, God delivered that person from cutting themselves. That's oppression.
That's the devil. I am not trying to drag this out tonight, but I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is here. You don't have to leave here. You don't have to leave here in the same chain you walked in that door with. You don't have to leave here. If you leave here with that chain, it's because you chose to. Man, I know the Holy Ghost is in this house. If you leave here with that chain, it's because you want it. What's that? Chains are gone, cords. What's that chain? You had it up saying that. My chains are gone. Somebody help her. I don't know if she knows that. Can we sing that tonight in closing? I'm going to switch around here, but, and I've done everything humanly possible to get you to let God touch you. You know what's amazing? A drug addict will buy garbage from somebody and pop it in their veins or their mouth and trust a complete stranger with whatever that's got. But they will not trust Jesus who died for them. Sing this tonight. Stand if you would. If anyone else makes their way up here, don't let them. Get with them.
My chains are gone.
Is that testimony?
I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And my God, His mercy reigns, unending love.
Amazing grace. Sing it tonight with your hands raised. Church, sing it like you mean it. Yes, I have. My God, my Savior. God, touch it tonight. In the name of Jesus, if you want it, deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. I don't want it. I want to be free from it tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh God.
chains are gone.